Hey everybody, welcome to Thursday, and the thing we do on Thursdays.
You feel like people are just now waking up?
Anybody?
Because like, you're welcoming them to Thursday, as if suddenly it is Thursday.
I know for sure that some people are just now waking up, like people getting up for third shift jobs at the factory downtown.
Oh yeah.
I can never tell, when you do anything with your hand, whether you want me to do something with my microphone, or whether you just have an itch on your face.
I just had an itch on my face.
You almost always have an itch on your face, huh?
Yeah, now I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah. The answer to that was, please move your mic upwards. How's it going, Hot Stuff?
It's going okay.
How's it going, Riff?
Going pretty good.
Do you have any itches on your face?
Any itches on my face?
Yeah.
No, now that the beard is growing out longer, it has stopped to itch. It has ceased
to
itch.
It has stopped to itch. It has stopped to smell the roses.
It has ceased to itch.
Huh. We're told that we're a little low. I don't know what that's all about. I'll turn the mic up a little bit, I guess.
You could always turn the main volume up.
Turn the main volume up? I don't even know what that...
board.
What is that? I don't even...
Yeah.
I don't know which one is the thing. Like, I feel like there's all these... There are all of these knobs on this mixing board, and all of them are useful for adjusting something within, like, a 1% of their range, right? Like... 94.5% of the range of the thing is so low that you can't hear anything at all, and 4.5% of the range is so high that it's pegged all the time, and there's 1% right around the 94.5 to 95.5 range where you can make meaningful adjustments. Fucking audio.
Yeah, sound is always way harder than any other aspect of anything to make of a creative endeavor, especially like paintings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Sound,
I know that
the sound on those is terrible.
It took him forever to get the sound right on the luncheon of the boating party.
Yeah. All the screams.
Yeah. Yeah, those people were being poisoned, and not slowly either. You know, like because they live near a chemical plant or something.
Right.
They were being poisoned, like with spider, like all.
They were being poisoned
food,
with spiders.
All of the food and booze. Yeah, they were. They all of the food and booze and beverages there were just filled with like spiders. And so when they ate them, the spiders would begin biting
their
upper GI
tract.
Yeah, they stuck around because it was a pretty cool party. And the spiders started biting their stomachs and their small intestines.
They thought it was just a Halloween prank.
Large intestines. Boy, we did a team building exercise last night where we all went and saw Jackass 3D.
Yeah, that was great.
Speaking of intestines. A lot of, there's some poop. There's some 3D air poop. There was a lot of Bam Margera being an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was overall impressed with the film.
It was good. It was definitely worth seeing.
Yeah.
Spectacular use of 3D technology, I think.
Yeah, you said that you thought it was the finest use of 3D you've seen so far.
I do believe so.
I would not go that far. I would say
what was
Toy
better?
Story was better.
A Toy Story 3?
Yeah.
I've not seen it. So there you go.
How would you rate the poop in Toy Story 3? Was it right in your face?
Have you seen ratemypoo.com?
What?
Rape my poo?
Ratemypoo.com.
Poor Winnie.
You just made me think of...
Winnie Cooper.
Winnie Cooper, yeah.
Danica McKellar, or whatever her name is.
Danica something, yeah.
who's the one that's a race car driver? That's Danica Patrick.
It's a different Danica, yeah. I can't keep them all
so
straight.
Many Danicas.
Two.
It's like a Danica extravaganza. So yeah, Jackass 3D was pretty good.
Yeah.
I've been playing a lot of this iPhone game called Game Dev Story instead of writing a damn Gev story.
Damn Gev story?
Yeah, she was my favorite British actress. Damn Gev story. It's hot in here. Why is it so hot in here?
Doors are open.
Oh.
Air conditioning is off.
We're apparently air conditioning the entire neighborhood.
Turning the air conditioning off and it goes up to 82 or 83.
I keep turning the air conditioning off because the windows are open. You cannot have both at the same time.
I'm not the one opening them.
That's fine.
I think a better choice would be for you to close the windows.
You always think that, though. You always want this to be more like a cave.
I would probably not mind living in a walk-in freezer. The fact that
I
keep the air conditioning at 78 instead of 76 is the adjustment I am making for the comfort of everyone else in the house.
You could, if you want to be colder, you could wear less clothing.
That is not really an option.
Wait, because you're wearing so little clothing that you couldn't be wearing any less? Right now all you're wearing is a tiny Speedo. It's true. Riff got a full body tattoo of one of the creepers from Minecraft. And he keeps sneaking up behind us going,
God.
It's really freaking us out.
It is.
Mostly the tattoo, not the sound.
I have shot him a couple times with a bow and arrow, to be fair.
Yeah. I guess that must be what he's responding to. Been playing a lot of Fallout New Vegas lately.
How's that
going? Yeah. It's pretty good.
You were explaining to me that you skipped most of the game to get to the end, and I don't understand how or why you did
I say I skipped most of the game to get to the end of the main quest, but I had, like, 15 hours played at that point. I just was like, you know what, fuck it. I'm just going to do the main quest stuff, just, like, run through areas without killing, you know, like, there's a bunch of dudes attacking me, I'm just going to run through without killing them.
Man.
And do the shit that I got to do. And then I got to the end, the sort of end game, which I had no prayer of winning.
Yeah.
Because like, you just had not done anything.
I wasn't leveled up high enough yet. Like, it was just, it didn't make any effort to, like, stop you from getting there before you were powerful enough. Like, it wasn't really gated with anything challenging.
That's interesting. That's an interesting design choice.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't think they expected people to do the shit that I did. And then I was like, I'm going to restart, or I'm going to reload. And so then, because of that reload, and because of a glitch earlier, I now am at the point where I have to do this set of quests a third time.
Ugh. Wow.
And they're kind of boring. A lot of walking from place to place, and the places are very far apart. A lot of picking up solar panels from one place, carrying them to another place, and putting them back.
You're really selling this game.
Boring spoilers, please.
Yeah.
You're really selling this game.
Yeah. That was a boring
spoiler. Well, I finally got... at the very end of the session before I played last night, like, so two nights ago, the very end of the game session, I finally got a real sniper rifle instead of the modified varmint killing gun that I've been using.
To be fair, you do consider everything a varmint.
Everything is basically a varmint, especially, you know, raiders.
No, but I'm just saying, like, when we're say, out in front of the office smoking, the neighborhood kids...
varmints. You mean the neighborhood varmints.
Yeah, the neighborhood varmints. You say, get out of here, you varmints.
So last night I had an extremely good time just
suddenly
popping people's heads from miles away.
Does it not bug you that you have to then sneak a mile to their corpse to loot them every single time? It is painful to watch Riff play this game.
Yeah, I can't imagine anyone would enjoy watching me play the way I play.
If there was ever a dictionary that... What?
Jesus Christ. I just need to have the board
in
front of me.
You made a gesture.
I pointed
to
Riff.
Completely shrouded behind this giant bag that's
why
sitting
is
here
this
that says...
Bag?
I don't know. It's for Kristen, apparently, and is $10. Because that's what it says on the side of the bag. For Kristen, $10.
Yeah. All right. So keep telling your story, Riff.
Okay. So, actually, I think I was basically at the end
I was
of
telling
story.
A story about if
about
you had a dictionary...
How awful it is to watch me play.
If you had a dictionary, and instead of the dictionary being like a sentence telling you what a word meant, it was like an insufferable 12-hour video.
Uh-huh.
The insufferable 12-hour video next to the word plodding would be a video of Riff playing Fallout
carefully
New Vegas.
Sneaking around into every corner, opening every box, taking every item out of every box, and then throwing the stuff I don't want on the floor.
Yeah, I spent a good 10 minutes watching you manage your inventory.
Yeah.
I was like,
I love it.
God, there is a fucking obnoxious thing about the way the inventory management works on the PC. So, I'm going to yell about this so that I can remember to never do anything like this in any of the games that my company and Game Dev Story makes. So, when you are, say, at your house, where you have giant containers full of, you know, say, 10 times as much shit as you can carry that you've accumulated and placed there over the course of 20 or 25 hours of playing a video game, when you go to put items in that container, you've got your inventory on the left side, the container on the right side. To move an item, you click it. If the quantity of that item is greater than 4, it pops up a box that says,
how many?
How many? You hit A to move them all.
Yeah.
Right? If you hit A outside of that context, it takes everything in the container and puts it in your inventory.
Oh, jeez.
So, I'm like, slowly going through my inventory, click on something, hit A. Click on something, hit A. Click on something, hit A. Click on something there's only four of, instinctively hit A.
Oh.
Fuck. Every goddamn thing I've ever picked up is in my fucking inventory now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Frustrating.
Have you been collecting teddy bears and storing them on your bed?
I haven't. That's Riff's job.
That's my job.
I
rescue them.
In order to keep up my Fallout 3 habits, as soon as I get high enough level to kill Deathclaws, I will start keeping their hands on my bed.
Ah, nice.
Because those are cool looking.
Do you get to pick one object that you can store on your bed?
No.
No, it's just that the bed is a handy place to store them.
No, well, the thing is, when you put the stuff... Putting stuff on the bed means that it's an actual object out in the world, right? When it's in a container, it's just an entry in a database,
right. But
basically.
Just the things not despawn?
No, not in areas that you have control over. Like, not in an area that you own.
Interesting.
Maybe not anywhere. I don't actually know. I never tried, like, you know, just, like, put somebody's head on this coffee table and then come back 5 years later and see if it's still there. That's what I would do. That's the kind of thing I do in real life.
To test physics.
Have you guys ever seen the head I left on the coffee table over there?
Five years
ago?
There is no coffee table.
Oh, yeah. That's
no,
it's
sure
a part,
is.
It's just a popcorn
you just call
tin.
It a, yeah, popcorn.
There's a popcorn tin that Riff refers to as the coffee table.
I think you put
and
it
so it won't
in,
let us throw it away.
Inside
even though it literally has, like, five-year-old popcorn in it.
I don't think it has
we could throw the popcorn away.
But what? You're going to throw away the stuffing in your designer coffee table? You wouldn't know what to do with it. The center, the balance would be all wrong.
That's probably true.
That way you could find out. Yeah, I was just saying you could find out if you're dreaming. Damn it.
Yeah, freak out. Yeah, so other than that, I don't know. You know, there was that Rock, Paper, Shotgun review of Fallout New Vegas that said, this game is kind of bad. And though I agree with every point that he made.
Yeah,
and every
I don't agree with
disagree with the conclusion.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I still find the game fun. It is weird the extent to which it's just some of it has so much effort and so much care put into it, and then so many things are just like, what the fuck? Like,
there's,
why didn't you put an empty building? Like, what? There, so you go to these groups of buildings and you just can't go into them.
There's definitely a disconnect between the writers and the level designers, because there's one quest I did. Try not to.
Spoil
it, but there's a quest where, like, somebody requested me to go do something, and they said, I really need this to be done, but I don't want to ask you to do it because it's so incredibly dangerous. There's raiders and snipers and traps all over the place. This is horrible. You're gonna die, but somebody, I need somebody to do this for me. So I went out there, found what they were looking for. There were four raider snipers on the top of the buildings. I've got me and two other guys. We killed them in like a couple of minutes, took no damage, grabbed the thing, took it back. And the guys that I, the little way station that I took it to, those guys were like, holy crap, are you okay? You totally deserve a medal. And I was like, dude, it was four guys. Any one of you guys could have done this.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that you were supposed to get that quest at a much earlier level?
I don't think so. Because, I mean, maybe. I've been dicking around and doing every side quest the game threw at me on my way here.
Do you think that maybe those people in town were really drunk, and so they saw way more dudes?
Oh, yeah. They would have thought there were eight snipers.
Yeah.
And every time they tripped over something, they were like, what the fuck? It's a trap. Yeah.
It's a trap.
It's a trap that makes you puke. Wow, where'd they get these awesome traps? We gotta get some of these. A lot of people throwing up in Jackass
3D. Yeah, I was just thinking about that. Yeah.
Almost me at that one particular section.
I never got so
gross.
Are
you thinking of the sweat drinking
one?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was
made me
pretty
gag.
Gross.
My gorge
that
began
was,
to rise a little bit.
That was pretty gross.
He
just spontaneously, like there was no time between the drink and the vomit.
Yeah, I don't think he actually swallowed it. I think he just got it in his... He was gagging before he even started sipping it.
Yeah.
I remember the first one when he snorted the... Mixed up the wasabi and snorted it.
Whoa.
I don't actually remember that. Steve-o. I don't really remember anything from the first one except for...
Steve-O is kind of insane.
Good old Steve-O.
Spike Jonze, like, riding down a hill in a shopping cart.
Okay, who is Spike Jonze, and why is that a Spike Jonze thing?
He's a director.
Okay.
He directed fucking John Malkovich.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Was there also somebody, like, in the 30s named Spike Jones?
Yeah, there's, like, an entertainer, Spike Jones. I think that's why I have always heard his name Spike Jonesy.
Okay.
I don't know if that's accurate or not, but not having met the man and been introduced, I just have to go off what other people have said. It's spelled differently.
Yeah. So it's J-O-N-Z-E as opposed to just Jones, right?
Yeah.
Jonesy is my name. I'm in insurance. That's from the end of 12 Monkeys, which also the story of the second coming of Christ. Every movie I like is about the second coming of Christ.
Do you like The Matrix?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Did
you like The Last Temptation?
Didn't get it because I don't see what this is supposed to have to do with Christ.
Godspell.
Mm-hmm. The Passion of Ayn Rand. Which is actually a movie, and it took place after Christ was dead. Maybe sure. Ayn Rand was, you know?
I can't get used to pronouncing her name that way.
Although
I guess it's the correct way to pronounce it.
Is Ayn Rand a female?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Technically.
Wait, what?
No, I'm just making a joke.
Huh. I think Griff was trying to say she was not very attractive.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, so she's female, but she might as well not be, because she's no good for fucking. Is that your opinion?
That, yeah, well, I wasn't going to spell it out in that much detail.
Okay. Pantsless made a funny joke the other day. I said that I should add for female characters some insulting things to the list of body parts, like, you know, baby maker or whatever, and Pantsless suggested... You know, he hits you in the feelings. And then he made a couple of other jokes, and then did that thing where you analyze the things that you've said that are funny and said, ah, man, I should have saved the strong one for the last one. Yeah. Or stop when you're ahead is another opportunity. You know, I kind of like the tactic that Jordan Morris employs, where when he has one more thing that he can't figure out how to work in, he will just say something, something, and then, you know, like they're making jokes based on Beatles songs, and he'll make three jokes based on Beatles songs, and then say something, something, Strawberry Fields as his final joke. And that's funny. Because what it's doing is it's making a joke out of the fact that you couldn't think of a joke.
Yeah.
Clever. It's probably only funny like the first 10 times. The first 100, maybe.
Or if you only listen to the show once a week.
Yeah. I only listen to the show once a week.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
catching up on old shows, so I hear it more often than that.
Right. I thought you didn't care for it.
I mean, it's okay.
You're just filling the void that Adam Carolla turning his show into shit.
God, it really is. It really is bad.
I can't listen to a whole lot of... Now that, like, I still have a bunch of them in the archive, but I can listen to, like, two in a row and like one when they new one when they come out in a week, but I can't listen to a whole lot of them at once.
Of Jordan Jesse Go?
Yeah.
Huh.
Just because I don't know, just the I guess just the his sort of I don't want to sound like I'm ragging on him, but his sort of pretentiousness starts to wear on me after a while.
Huh.
Jesse's?
Yeah.
I don't think that he's actually pretentious.
No,
I think
probably
he's
probably a thing
really
he
pretentious.
Does. Like, yeah. Like,
he's got a distinct style, but I don't think it comes from pretension. No. He just, I mean, that's just the way he is.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing. I mean, he's not, it's not affect. It's just the way that he acts.
He's just affected.
I mean, yeah. Like, but I don't think... Yeah, no. It's just a property. It's not like a coat that he's wearing. You know, it's a.
Although it is also a coat that he's wearing.
Yeah, it is frequently a coat that he's wearing. Probably a gingham coat.
I have a bunch of different podcasts, and I construct a playlist of them to make sure that they get varied up. And every like there are no two in common ever, or the two in order.
I see. I can't do it because I always listen to something as I'm falling asleep.
Yeah.
And so
you want
usually it's Weekend Update because that's so long and I'm frequently not super interested in everything. Although listening to one yesterday, I found out about some video games that I enjoyed playing, such as Game Dev Story. They were also talking about Train Yard. Apparently that's making the rounds. Train Yard's a pretty fun iPhone game.
I downloaded that, but I haven't played it.
Say that again, Riff.
I downloaded that, but I haven't played it yet.
It's fun. I beat all the standard levels, and now I'm beating the relatively hard bonus levels.
Huh. I would have said the standard levels were relatively hard.
They pull out some, just some super tricky shit that you have to do in the bonus stuff.
Train Yard's fun. So let's just do questions, because we have not read any
questions backed up
in 3 weeks. So let's get through let's read the Twitter questions. We need to take a break at rollover so that I can push the more new Halloweens.
The more new Halloweens.
Speaking of which, Andrew Dexter says, so when does the Council of Loathing nuke the town from orbit? It is the only way to be sure. But they're not nuking it.
They might have nuclear capabilities.
Yeah, they got a really good deal on the council building because it's built on top of a silo. It's totally radioactive. That's why the bottom halves of their bodies are all fused into that desk. Beowulf says, it's actually Friday and apparently going to be a long one. What?
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't either.
I mean, it might be Friday somewhere.
And Naked Jew says, where is the MP3 of Monday's show? I am impatient. There was no Monday's show because literally 5 minutes before the show was supposed to start, Scully's internet stopped working.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That's happened multiple times.
Yep. I guess it's just super unreliable in general.
The internet?
Yeah, his internet.
Uh-huh.
His internet service. From Chest.
He should probably get a different internet service.
I don't know that you
provider.
Can.
There's got to be some.
I guess you
could
get, I guess you can, but it's terrible.
but
the existing one's terrible. So it's like
you could run it through
slower,
his phone.
Much slower for the same price. Naked Jew says, also, can somebody tell us what jokes were left out of the banana hammock item description in this menu? It should be fine. No, because there weren't any jokes. I didn't write those jokes and elect not to say them. The joke is that I was pretending that I couldn't make any jokes about it without talking about dicks. Or very large clits, I guess, not to be genderist. I mean sexist. Wait, which is it?
I don't even know anymore.
Yeah.
I can't keep it straight.
Elfin says, attacking skeletons is awesome! You really seem to be following through on projects you say you do. Keep up the productiveness. I don't know, I'm getting tired.
It is funny how you've got an entire fan base that also, like you, loves to beat up skeletons.
Yeah, skeletons is fun.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Josh Grimmer says, I'm pretty sure I already know the answer, but how fucking awesome is Fallout New Vegas? It's totally awesome. That's the answer.
It's entirely awesome. Well, okay, I can't say entirely. It is extremely awesome. There are bits of it that are non-awesome, but those bits do not cause the entirety of it to stop being awesome.
I mean, I love the shit out of Fallout 3, and Fallout New Vegas is very much just more of the same.
Yeah.
Although the choices that you make are... You know, I say that I want choices that really require me to think about things.
But you're so wrong.
Did you play Fallout 2?
I did not.
1 and 2? Okay. So you have not been noticing the extreme number of callbacks to Fallout 2.
Okay.
There are a lot of them. And it's getting to the point that I'm wondering if it's awesome or wanky.
Huh. I mean, I know the Nightkin were guys from Fallout 2, right?
I'm not sure. I don't remember them.
I really, really wanted to like Fallout and Fallout 2, but those were games that as soon as they opened up, I couldn't deal with them anymore.
Hmm.
I liked it when I had a thing to do, right? But then once, and it happens very early in both of the games, where it's suddenly, you first start traveling overland, it's like, where the fuck am I supposed to go? Oh, I'll go to this city. Okay, so there's a city. I go to this city, and there are 500 NPCs to talk to. And I was like, I'm just going to stop playing this video game because I don't know which of these 500 NPCs to talk to. Every time I try to do something, I just get immediately killed because, whoops, I guess that was too high a level for me, and there was no real way of knowing that. Like, it was it was... I mean, I guess that's like a style of open-world RPG,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a whole lot different from, say, Planescape, right?
Planescape... Planescape had a lot more limited set of things to interact with. You always had, like, breadcrumbs, right? Like, you had somebody to go talk to, and you had to go through a bunch of other things to get to that person, but you always knew, like, where you were going, for the longest time, at least. And, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I cheated, like, you know, just maxed out my stats or whatever, so that combat wasn't a thing that I had to deal with. I mean, I guess you can play without ever fighting anything. You can probably beat New Vegas without ever fighting anything. That was kind of the way Fallout 2 was, right? Like, you could win the game just with speech and sneaking and all that, but I don't know. I don't like playing stealthily.
I like playing stealthily, but I like sneaking up behind guys and killing them. I wouldn't want to try and sneak through the entire game without killing.
You don't like to sneak up on guys and then convince them to give you all of your money.
Right.
All of their money. Why do they have all of your money? Cyberdyne says, do we have until Sunday to grind those bones to make our soup? It's not soup, it's
grind
a meal.
Those bones.
It's got soup, an appetizer, a main course, a salad, dessert, and some nuts.
Soup to nuts.
Sweet work on the bone aperitif. joke.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Everybody had their moment in the sun there. Scully came through with the
banana hammock.
we spent so much time trying to think of... Oh, when we were trying to think of a bone pun pair of pants, Riff said, whalebone corset. Only that's not a pun or pants. Other than that, good work.
Other than that, it was excellent, yeah.
Do they use whale bones in whalebone corsets?
Mm-hmm. I have to imagine so, yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
Boning? Is that where boning comes from? Like a chick puts on a corset and then you bone her?
I don't think that's... I mean, who knows where that comes from? I mean, there's no bones involved in boning, usually.
No bones about it?
Well, there's a boner. There's no bone in a boner unless it's a raccoon bone.
Before the invention of plastic, whalebone was... one of the best,
was
like...
plastic. It was like Bakelite.
Well, it's flexible, but rigid, like, relatively rigid and hard.
So it's like a dick.
So you can... Yes. It's like a dick.
So you could use it to, like, fuck things?
Yes.
Or to piss through?
Yes.
Okay. Sweet.
Because you need plastic to do those things
now. So they made dildos and catheters out of whalebone.
Yeah.
Do you think they ever made a dildo out of whalebone? Like a scrimshaw dildo?
I'm sure somebody has done that. Somebody has fucked some scrimshaw.
No, I'm saying fucked someone with scrimshaw.
That too.
Mr. Mag made a joke about a scrimshaw shank bone redemption, where you'd get bones that were scrimshawed and redeem them for fabulous prizes. Yeah. What? Twitter?
Yeah, we keep getting tweets. People are asking
questions. Beowulf 3 and Friday Frame. Yeah, whatever. Naked Jew says, I asked if anybody bought Super Scribble Knots yet. No, I got too much shit to do. Yeah. And I'm in my effort to get rid of a whole bunch of shit in October, I'm also not allowing myself to buy anything new. I had already paid for Fallout before I decided on that.
Before October happened.
I think I have not acquired any new durable goods in October. I mean, I got some really shitty, sort of like falling apart goods. You know, like I got some feta cheese and some of that green stuff that they use in floral arrangements. That stuff is cool.
Baby's breath?
No, like the bricks of
the
green
foam.
Stuff
yeah.
that when you push on it, it stays that way. You know, it, like, obeys Newton's laws. You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah,
is that? What is that
I think
stuff?
It's just called florist foam.
Florist foam?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know of any other word for it.
Is it foam though? Is it some kind of plastic? Is it some kind of rubber? Is it?
It's like styrofoam.
It's not like sponge, like from the ocean.
No.
Because I did that once. I went to the ocean and I stuck my thumb in a sponge, and it was like, "Fuck you, buddy." Now I got this thumb hole for the rest of my life, and then it'll be there even when I die and go to florist heaven. Florist heaven is a flower shop here in Mesa. That's what they tell sponges. When you die, you'll go to florist heaven, and your corpse will get stabbed with 100 rose thorn stems. Because rose thorn stems.
Rose thorn stems?
Yes.
I don't think those are things.
Everything is a thing, hot stuff.
No.
By definition, everything is a thing.
No.
In fact, if you look in that dictionary, there would be an insufferable 12-hour video showing literally everything. Comprehensive list of things. That's
that'd
the
be an excellent
article.
Yeah.
List of other Wikipedia articles would be pretty good.
Wow. Huh. List of all Wikipedia articles would have to include
list,
itself.
Well, I was gonna say list of Wikipedia articles that do not contain themselves.
Yeah. List of Wikipedia lists that do not list themselves.
List of Wikipedia paradoxes.
Yeah.
The edit history is just oscillations. Between a blank entry and Edgar Allan Poe is a homosexual.
Self-reference really fucks up all kinds of logic.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, that's the core of the problem with that one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
This statement is false.
Yeah. For example.
Yes.
Yep. No one should ever be able to refer to themselves.
All right. That was Twitter. Forum thread. This is two shows where the questions. Krayazor says, I love the sea and I'm having a blast exploring the depths. I would love to see the next step, and I am curious if we are through with the Merkin. It seems the Merkin have a lot more to do with the sea than they have presented so far. Yeah, there's a lot more Merkin.
Yeah.
Lots. Like a lot.
Well, it's not
no,
that
there's
much.
More.
There's
there are more than there are so far.
Yes.
There are more new
more
ones.
Than double.
There are more than there are now.
New. Nine.
Chilled says, when are you expecting the 2011 calendars to be in the store? I don't know, hot stuff. When are we expecting the 2011 calendars to be in the
probably
store?
Probably late last week. Yeah, I just need to get off my ass. My problem is that there are a bunch of... I like to be efficient. There are a bunch of other photographs that I need to take for this store and the Pretentious Artists website store. And so I was like, oh, I should get them all done at once. But invariably... one person or thing or group of things is just not available at any given time, and so I have not done it, and then that became sort of inertia to not actually get it done, and so now I have still...
Yeah, one way of being efficient is
to not
accomplish nothing for several weeks.
Yeah, that's true.
Best way to approach a list of tasks. The most efficient way to approach a list of tasks is
to
do none of them.
Not do anything.
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting right on that.
Good job, buddy.
So yeah, it like
also on my list of things to do.
If it isn't
pay you.
If it isn't up by next week's radio show, you should punch me in the balls.
Okay. Man, I learned how to punch people in the balls yesterday.
Did you?
I mean, I wasn't born yesterday, and you'd think
Wait,
that
like
that danger
was,
is my
that was
name.
An instructional video that we saw.
I was born ready to punch a dude in the balls.
I don't like the ones that were basically just people getting hurt in the groin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because those it just makes me cringe.
But like, there were so many novel ways to get hurt in the groin.
I have too much empathy, maybe? I don't know. I just can't... I couldn't really watch those, and I couldn't watch the guy getting his tooth pulled.
That didn't bother me at all.
Ah, God.
It was a Lamborghini. He got his tooth pulled by a Lamborghini.
Yeah, I like even thinking about it now just makes me like tense up. I can't think of it. Ugh, God.
Number two of Child's questions. Thinking of your love for our solid gold coins. No, I think you mean fucking gold coins. Are any of you asymmetric folks planning to visit England again anytime in the foreseeable future? No specific plans. No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
That would be pretty sweet, but it's also very expensive.
We got to go back to Oxford. And see and hang out with Stuart.
Yeah,
I think I might be going to Iceland in December.
Wow. Are you going to say hi to Bjork?
I might.
Are you going to pronounce her name correctly? Because I don't know how.
Is Bjork not correct?
I don't know.
Correct. Bjork.
I would have looked it up in that dictionary, but I didn't have time.
List of... But, yeah, see, the problem is that dictionary, I think, probably has things like lists of ways not to pronounce her name, and then it's just, like, complete list.
Yeah, it's an insufferable 12-hour video of things that are not Bjork's real name.
Right.
If you say Bjork's true name, she loses all of her powers.
Is it that, or do you get to control her?
Ooh. Huh.
Right.
That's worth looking into.
I'll check that out.
And number three.
While I'm not putting the calendar on the website.
Monkey Jesus on a motorbike, Chick. The recent game changes are fantastic. I'm very sad all my accounts sailed past the tavern literally the day before the revamp, and I'm looking forward to trying it out in both casual and speedy way. Why, oh why, do you sit around on awesome content for so long thinking it's rubbish? That I didn't. He had
done some of it, but not...
No,
but
I did a thing that was totally different, and I think is not so good.
You had drawn the current version of the tavern...
like a month ago.
6 months ago.
Not 6 months ago.
7 months ago.
It was not...
Eight months ago.
It was 9 months ago. I drew it on a fetus. It wasn't 9 months ago. No, it was like... it was.
You
like,
tattooed it on a fetus? Really, really small?
No,
and then when it was born, it was like...
Come on.
Regular size?
Come on.
That's why we had to wait so long?
Tattooing costs a fortune. I used a Sharpie and drew it really small on a fetus. Waited for the child to be... well...
It doesn't come off...
Actually... I waited for amniotic. Version 2 of the child to be born because there was kind of an accident. It took a little longer than 9 months, actually. I was just trying to be sensitive.
Version
she's making
two.
A miscarriage joke.
Yeah,
or maybe
wow.
A...
wow.
Maybe
that's
a,
just not cool, dude.
Man, I knew this girl right after high school who got pregnant, and her solution to the pregnancy problem was to just do a bunch of meth until she miscarried.
Wow.
Pretty sweet plan.
Huh.
No, I didn't... It took a long time for the tavern to become what it was. That... It was not...
To become a place where everybody knows your name?
Yeah, it was not that I could have just...
Are you glad that you came?
Yes. Yeah. Alright, do you want to keep going?
Am I distracting you from saying what you're going to say?
You're making it so I can't... You're making it so I can't sentence.
Cheers.
That's it. Thanks, buddy. That was your moment to shine there. Riff, you want to laugh at Hot Stuff's funny joke for a minute?
No.
Fill up some time. Okay. It's not that... I don't really know how to describe this. It had to percolate. It had to foment in my brain.
I thought only revolutions could foment.
For a long time. No, I mean, I think foment is like build up in containment at the urging of some external force. That's how I think of it.
Alright.
So
like a revolution.
Maybe I'm thinking of fulminate.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
a good one. I learned that from playing Diablo 2. Because you get those fulminating potions. Because when they were writing fire words and then dividing them into tiers, they thought that fulminate was a good starter fire word. Like, hey, let's use a word that nobody knows what it means. That'll be the first word anyone ever sees. Because that's literally when you run Diablo 2, it just says fulminate. And you're like, what? What do I do? Where's my character? Yeah, I don't know. It had to turn into what it was. I spent, say, realistically, 20 minutes drawing out a plan for the current cellar. And then, like, an hour coding it, and then half an hour drawing it.
But you...
Those had to happen after a bunch of time thinking about it.
We had come up with a version of the cellar that was entirely different.
Yeah.
And you coded that, and...
I coded it and
didn't like it. So there was an iteration going on, some rapid prototyping.
Yeah. It was pretty rapid. It took from July until now. That was rapid enough. That said, Chilled says, I'm not happy with all these skeletons after they scared them all and all the shops into the desert. Could you talk about your design goals with this change? No, not until I'm done with this change.
Do you think maybe we should start programming the game on a whitewater raft so we could do rapids prototyping?
Hear that, cricket?
No, because you closed the windows and turned on the air conditioning.
We should call an exterminator because of all these crickets in the house. Yeah, I mean, a vet, because Hot Stuff's pythons are sick. I fancy having a go at being a whiny, ungrateful bitch, says Chilled, so here goes. Wah, wah, wah. Can you change how Nolish toolboxes work with meat tanks so it's like picnic baskets and black pepper, please? I want. Wah. You know, someday. Fuck, I don't know, dude. Maybe. Someday, if I'm in the mood to do some bullshit, and somebody suggests that particular piece of bullshit, somebody in my inner circle, somebody in my sanctum... My sanctum of Santorum.
I was just thinking that.
You.
Yeah.
Man, I'm gonna have Riff build me a sanctum out of obsidian.
A scrotum sanctum.
I'm already working on our help portal room.
Cool.
How are you, like, we can't actually do much near the spawn point, so you have to, like, go away from it.
But I want it to be a little ways away.
I see.
What do you mean you can't do?
Have you ever tried to do something right at the spawn point?
You can't actually build near the spawn point.
You can't dig or build or anything.
Huh. I must have been far enough away. I'm digging a tunnel here and didn't have a problem.
Yeah. It's just, you know, like a...
I wonder if that's like a spherical distance.
I think it probably is. Maybe not. Because you might be like an airspace. It might be a cylinder.
Yeah, it'd be weird if there was just a tube.
Tube.
A tube you couldn't touch.
Tube. It's not a tube.
Holy cow, says Chilled. Wow, Chilled asks a lot of questions. It's nearly halfway through Obama's first term. I've not been paying much attention to American politics. Our British politicians have had enough fail to keep me occupied. How do you guys think he's done so far? I mean, not much, really. But how much can you do? I mean, that's the thing.
He hasn't fucked anything up, so we're still ahead.
Most presidents do more in their last day in office than they do in their 4 years or 8 years of actual term.
What about presidents who are in the Marines, who then do more before 9 a.m. than most people do all day?
Oh, wow, that's complicated. There's some weird math.
Yeah.
Or presidents on Star Search, who have more talent in their little finger than you
have in your
entire body.
I'm not kidding about the last day thing, though. There's those last minute order things that they do, which sign into like law hundreds and hundreds of things.
Right. Which they do when it's too late for anybody to yell at them.
Well, when re-election is not an issue, you know.
Yeah, I'm afraid that he's not going to get a second term. You know, it depends on how ludicrous the Republican candidate is.
Yeah. I don't really know what people expected. I mean, I guess, whatever the platform is.
That's the thing. Like, one of the random things that I got yelled about one day about Obama getting
elected. You know what he did? He ended war operations in Iraq. He, like, did at least make some progress in, you know, reforming the healthcare system in the country. He has done things that I consider positive as opposed to starting wars with other countries. You know, he has represented the United States and not been a bumbling idiot. Like, those are the things that I kind of consider important.
He has not choked on any pretzels.
Sure.
Or vomited on any foreign dignitaries.
You know, like, he is a better spokesman for our country than Bush. Period.
Whatever, man. I'm not black.
Period.
He doesn't speak for me, buddy.
Whatever.
I'm just kidding. I love black people. And I love their glasses. Pretty please, can we have this radio show in the archives on time? I love going into work on a Friday, sticking on the podcast, and seeing how you've pronounced my name this week. That was another question by Shrilled. Cuddlehut says, muscle signers don't need a tenderizing hammer in order to smith their legendary epic weapon. My question, do you think it is fair and balanced that the guild pays 1,000 meat to people who can use in a box? I understand incorporating smithing in a quest so as to introduce newer characters to the concept, but muscle signers have already ascended at least once and have no need of it. Wait, what? What? No.
I think you're assuming an intention on our part that was not actual.
Well, I mean, I am putting in a new quest that incorporates smithing to introduce newer characters to the concept, and introduce old players to disappointment. No, not really. They got disappointed by the half leak because I took a half leak on their face.
That'd be pretty disappointing.
I gave them
too.
A salad and it was just a half of a leak. It was like, this isn't much salad at all. And I think in order for it to be a salad, it has to have more than one ingredient. Because you can't have a salad that's just one thing, right?
You can.
But I mean, if somebody couldn't just hand you a head of lettuce and say, enjoy your salad, I mean, it'd be funny.
I mean, I think you can buy at some restaurants just like a half head of lettuce with dressing on it, which they refer to as a salad.
But that's two things.
The dressing?
The dressing makes it a salad.
Does the bowl make it a salad? Because that's
no,
also
because
a different
you don't
thing.
Eat that,
you could.
Retard.
You could.
If it's in a bread bowl.
Bread bowl.
A head of lettuce in a bread bowl is a salad. Or it's an open-faced lettuce sandwich.
Which is funnier?
A hemispherical, open-faced salad sandwich.
Open space.
Salad sandwich sphere. Man, if sandwiches were spheres, they would be harder to eat.
They would.
That
especially
is the
if
truth.
They were spheres of polished iron.
Yes.
No, like when you give somebody a knuckle sandwich, only you're doing it with a cannon. And it's not a knuckle so much as a sphere of iron that you're only referring to as a sandwich to be funny. Les Spector says, a long, long time ago, you mentioned perhaps allowing clans to make a sort of clan insignia or heraldry by having, like, a shield outline with four slots or whatever so they could put some graphics in it. I know you're justifiably leery of user-created content, but have you given any more thought to this now that access to putting arbitrary game graphics places has been exposed through things like the combat macro system? Yeah, I mean, I'm still not, like, against that idea. It's just something that hasn't ever happened. Davik says, I love the Spooky Raven skills, admittedly some more than others, but sometimes you want an element other than spooky. For example, when you're fighting in Spooky Raven, are we ever going to see similar content and skills for the other elements? I want my Hymn of Hypothermia or my Fiery Farfalla. You know, again, it's just, like, I feel like some things, since I like skeletons and skeletons are spooky, like, fighting the undead is a sort of a typical RPG trope, and so that's where we go to a lot of the time. And they're spooky, right? Not so much fighting Eskimos. I can't think of any other RPGs where you fight Eskimos.
No, well, maybe we should be the first.
Oh, I'm gonna. I already got plans. Plans within plans and wheels within wheels.
Gosh.
And Vikings.
Eskimos and Vikings are kind of similar, I feel
no,
like.
They're not. Eskimos are short and dark-complected and chubby,
and
they
have
50 words for
hoods.
Snow. Vikings only have words for murder, and they're tall and light complected and light.
Every word in the Viking language means myrrh.
They both use boats. They're both in the
so
our frigid
everyone,
Northlands.
So then everyone is the same.
How many boats do you use?
I've used a boat.
But you don't regularly use a boat.
But I would if I
no.
were
no.
Eskimo. Is what, let
if
me finish.
You were okay, yeah, you would if you were a Viking too.
That's what I'm saying.
They're the same thing.
Alright.
They both fight dragons.
Okay. Davik says, also, Hobopolis accordion thief skills, thing finder, corral, etc. They're the only skills I can think of that you perm but are useless in 5 out of 6 ascensions. Why are they limited this way? Would you be willing to consider making them castable if you aren't an accordion thief but make them self-only? Keep the level 15 limitation on the recipient so they may remain non-ascension relevant, but in Aftercore you want to be able to use the skills you've permed. They were there to differentiate Aftercore accordion thieves. Yeah, I mean, like, you can perm them so that you can ascend and become an accordion thief later and not have to buy another book, right? Like, there's nothing wrong with the fact that they're permable. Let's see. Sucko says, hey, Jack, how about that hobo VIP furniture? Hey, Hot Stuff, how about that hobo VIP furniture?
Yeah.
Sarufan1 says, the tavern revamp was really cool and strategically interesting. Keep up the good work, chaps. And then
wait, do we have to
says,
wear chaps?
How did you come up with the Tangled Tomb Rat interaction? Even without the new tavern, or even without that, the new tavern was pretty bitchin', but now it's probably one of the more strategic zones in the game. I don't know. I was just like, you know what I should do? I should turn this tavern into one of the more strategic zones in the game.
We had some ideas for, like, that. The genesis of that was in Prague, wasn't it? When we were like, you were designing some dungeons, and we were like, oh, you know, you could do things where you had, like, certain advantages or disadvantages to, like, move around in this thing, and we're like, and I think that's where that...
That idea came from a thing a long time ago where I was thinking about Crispin Glover, actually. No, I'm being serious.
I believe you.
There was a remake of that Willard movie starring
Is
Crispin Glover.
Is that good?
Glover
I've never
Willard.
Seen that.
No, I didn't see it either. I don't know. It's probably terrible. But I was trying to come up with, you know, some things that would be interesting for speeding up the Tomb Rat thing, and I'm like, well, what if I put an encounter in the tavern where you'd do a thing where you'd piss off Crispin Glover, and then he would come back in the pyramid and send an army of rats after you. You know, or like he would show up at certain points and send rats at you. But then that was kind of convoluted, and so then it kind of evolved into this. Pantsless says, this post is here to remind Jick to check Radio Bugbear. There's always something there to remind me, and it's always Pantsless.
We still haven't even gotten to Radio Bugbear.
I know.
Are we still in two-week-old territory? Are we in this week's territory?
This is just like this week's forum thing.
Right, but you said there were 2 weeks of forum questions.
Yeah, two shows worth.
Oh, because it's Monday. Yeah.
Beowulf says, Jake, with all the cool additions to the game, and as you are playing Twilight Heroes right now, do you think you'll actually play through your game once you finish tweaking all the quests? Yeah, I told Hot Stuff the other day that what I probably ought to start doing is, like, making as I do these things, like, once a month, like, just make a new character and play through the stuff that I've done so far. You know, maybe do, like, a save state thing like we do so that it's...
Yeah.
It's hard to tell.
It's messier if you do save states.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's messier if I want to do multiple days in a day, right?
Sure.
So, I mean, that's, you know, what are you going to do?
Give yourself more turns.
It'll also get really boring.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe that says something, right?
Yeah, well, no, I mean, it's always going to be boring if you... I mean, that's the chief argument against the people who are like, why don't you just let people play all they want? It baffles me that is a lot of otherwise intelligent people's reaction to the way that KOL works. Like, people in the Rock, Paper, Shotgun comment threads who were capable of stringing some sentences together were like, I don't get it. If they're not charging for the game, why have the limited turns mechanic?
Huh.
And... the fact that somebody would not just immediately understand how broken that would be.
Yeah, that's, you know, weird.
I mean, like, yeah, that's, yeah. Gullwhacker says, I was thinking earlier that the dungeon full of dungeons feels a little bit empty. The room has room, or the zone has room for another 5 subzones. Will there ever be more than the 4 dungeons? If not, will the blank spaces be replaced with cobblestones and bones for aesthetic purposes? It's cobblestones and bones.
Cobble bones.
It's a mossy cobblestones. Kevbop says, why are you making so many fucking awesome changes to the game? Are you on crack or something?
Yeah, what's your problem? Jesus.
The champion said, whose dick should I suck to properly thank you guys for the kick-ass tavern revamp? Tech Smurfs. Seriously, though, I had high expectations for this thing, and you surpassed them. I'm curious about the smiling rat, though. I'm not complaining or anything, but I'm just wondering if it's a full-weight volley and nothing more. What was your guys' motive for its creation? One thing that happens in the tavern that you wouldn't necessarily know about is that if you are a first-time ascender who does not already have that familiar, you're guaranteed to get that non-combat on, like, your third turn in the tavern cellar. So it's basically forcing everybody to get a volleyball. What I still need to do is either... there's a couple different approaches that I can imagine to this. Either have the toot explain some things to you periodically about stuff like that. Like, oh, that familiar's dancing. That means that it'll drop more items for you. Or put a line of blue text in the familiar descriptions.
To say what they all do.
Yeah. It's going to be hard to come up with that line of blue text for a lot of the familiars. It can be pretty vague. I mean, and it can also just... it can just ignore... the thing is, it's not something you're going to see, like, in Mr. Store, right? So, like, if we said of the green pixie increases item drops, you know? Just because it is a baseline fairy. I don't know if it's a fairy or not. It attacks opponent and increases item drops, right? I don't even know if that's what it does.
Right, right.
But, and just not say, also unlocks a bunch of zones, you know, because it gets too complicated.
You could have a generic... like, does other stuff, too. Thing.
Yeah. Or, and more! With 3 exclamation...
and
no, 2 exclamation
more.
Points. Yeah. That was the motive, was... because volleyballs are important.
And
right?
they're super, super hard to understand what's going on.
Yeah, it strikes me that if I were playing the game, I would never fucking figure out the volleyball. Right? Somebody made the point, it doesn't seem like it's doing anything relative to the mosquito, right? Like, so there, you know, are you worried that people will keep the mosquito on because it's giving them a much more tangible benefit, even though, even to a new player, leveling faster
isn't necessarily all that good. you know?
It is, though, because to a new player, you run out of stuff to do.
Well, but we should solve that problem. You know.
Sure. No, agreed. But, we can't solve that problem instantly. You know, we can't solve that problem.
Can we solve it retroactively?
Give them the advantage that they would have if they looked at the wiki.
Can we solve it interactively?
Top 1214 says, seriously, I'm getting awesome whiplash. That's whiplash caused by awesome, not whiplash that is awesome. As a bonus, every ascension is feeling really new and shiny, and that's corresponding with me perming skills that are really going to affect how I can play the game, like Shield Butt. Too bad his entire world is shit on by Lucre. Nah, not really. Betrayer says, you've been talking a lot about Twilight Heroes lately. Have you been playing Metroplexity at all? A little bit. He writes, in particular, their gang warfare works in a very interesting and nifty way. It wouldn't translate at all to a game the size of KOL, but it might give some ideas for a clan warfare revamp. Yeah, their gang warfare is kind of neat.
Because it's like territory ownership and stuff?
Yeah, and you put copies of yourself into...
Yeah, I like that
...the rotation.
Idea.
It is interesting. I would want to... Their combat is so abstracted that it's easy, I feel like. It's easier for them to just do stuff that kind of doesn't make any sense.
Right.
You know? Also, please just go ahead and tell folks no new Uncle P's Antiques until after Crimbo. Yeah, no new Uncle P's Antiques until after Crimbo. That might not be true.
Yeah, we have no idea.
Might do one next month.
You ask, you say things, but you don't know nothing.
Well, it is taking forever to get through these. There are a lot of questions here. Fixer says, I don't have a question this time, but I would like to let you know that the recent changes have succeeded in making the game quite a bit more noob-friendly. I've been watching over his shoulder as my other half plays. He started on the day of the Toot revamp, and the crafting change especially makes the game less frustrating than it was when I was learning. Tavern redo is just amazing. It's more intuitive and user-friendly, yes, but it goes beyond that into some really kick-ass writing and illustrating. You've outdone yourself this time, and that's really saying something.
You're getting a lot of, effusive praise.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah, you gotta start feeling weird about that.
I do. It's good. At least there's still people shitting in my ear about the Bounty Hunter.
Are they... Is it, like, explosive 3D shitting?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Man, why did he keep opening his mouth?
Yeah. Yeah. That was really gross.
Blister Guy says, you're probably aware of that one's... Or you're probably aware of that
he had to, because he had to breathe.
For the level 12.
Because his nose was
clipped. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
He had to breathe. So it's a choice between eating poop or not breathing.
Yeah.
You're probably aware that one strategy for the level 12 Arena Flyers quest is to save the level 11 bosses, especially Ed the Undying. Was the ability to advertise 7 times on Ed intended or accidental? That's kind of accidental.
That's really funny.
Do you like that it can be done? Yeah. I mean,
tricks like that are great. You know, like it's not really efficient, but being able to fly around the guy made of bees. That's pretty cool. You can do Cyrus. You can set Cyrus up and fly around him.
Nightmare says, I figure I'll just tell you since the surprise disappeared, but I spent the better part of an afternoon leading a pair of zombies through an underground passage to one of your locked dungeon cells, only to discover that they disappear when you leave the chunk.
Yeah, he didn't realize he didn't know that. I have been planning on, caging things, but it's just, there's just no point.
Yeah.
Because, like...
What we need to do is create a bunch of additional... We need to buy a bunch of additional copies of Minecraft, to leave... dudes sitting everywhere.
You would have to, if the server crashes, though, it's just gone. That's the problem. It's because
why? It usually can commit to disk fast enough that that's not a big deal.
I think
oh, you mean the zombies?
Yeah. I'm not saying that, sure. Your progress is gone or whatever. Yeah, no, it's... I have thought a lot about how to get a zoo. I want a pig in a cage and a... Whatever, but there's just no good.
Pig spawners? Pig spawning block?
Yeah.
Cowman Bob says, you guys should totally go to a baseball game together. Complete lies that nerds and sports don't mix. Make it a day game, leave work early, drink beer, eat peanuts, and spend the afternoon shooting the bull with your design team. I expect a full report next spring after you do this. We could go to a spring training game.
Say that's our spring training.
Let's see.
Have you... You like going to baseball games?
I like going to baseball games.
I've been to a couple. Yeah, I've never been.
I've been to one.
You guys?
I like killing skeletons.
Man, killing skeletons is great.
Killing skeletons at a baseball game, man.
Wow. With a bat?
Killing skeletons while I'm drunk? Even better.
T-ball. T-ball skeleton killing.
Killing skeletons while I'm drunk and being blown by a 9-year-old girl. No, wait, that'd be terrible. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What's the matter with you, hot stuff? I'm going to stop reading all this effusive praise, because it's kind of making me sound like an asshole. Blotchka says, somebody mentioned some new content in the sea on one of the recent shows. I was wondering if you can, like, approximate when it will be released. No. I'm sorry. Like, a year ago. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
2.5 years ago.
2 weeks from 2 years ago.
Sleepy Worm asks, my Xbox is still broken. Yes. Have you played Costume Quest? It has trivial combat if you know what you're doing, but the exploration and flavor really carry the game. Reminds me of KOL a bit. Zing. Anyway, it's a great casual game. I've heard good things about it, or I haven't heard good things about it. I've heard people talk about playing it. I've seen it mentioned as the thing that people are playing when they are people who normally play things that I like. I know absolutely nothing about it, and yes, my fucking Xbox is still broken because I can't get myself to, like, log on to a website. Yeah, fuck. It, you know, it's probably going to be some bullshit convoluted process because I probably never registered my Xbox or
whatever. You don't
whatever.
Need to.
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
That whole, like, warranty registration thing is just a scam.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, keep reading. Jesus Christ.
Keep reading Jesus Christ.
Yep, keep reading Jesus Christ.
You know, if he was tattooed, he wouldn't have been able to be buried in a good Jewish cemetery. So that can't be right.
Stupak 2 is asking if we've seen Square Up. Yes, we have. We've been talking about it for a long time. Yeah, yeah. And then somebody pointed out to him that, yeah, he showed a picture of... And then somebody said that they couldn't figure out, based on the website of Square Up, what Square Up did, even though the first thing that happens is the title of the website loads, and it says, Square Up, accept credit card payments from anyone on your mobile phone.
Yeah, maybe they didn't understand how that would be possible. Like, because you... The last thing you think would be... They will mail you a credit card reader for free. like that doesn't make any sense. But yes, they mailed me a credit card reader.
Took a while.
Free. Yeah.
Cult of Jared says, flipping through previous radio shows, I heard you call Zynga evil and Google for investing in them. I've heard these claims before, but assume they stem from an inability to distinguish between things I don't like and things that are evil. Can you explain exactly how Zynga is evil? So...
They have... The things... The actual literal evil stuff that they have done is like... advertisements that they sell or that are related to, like, Farmville, and, like, you click on something to get 200 extra Farmville points or whatever, and it, and I don't understand how this works, but it automatically signs you up for, like,
some credit protection service or something.
Yeah.
And
you
like
start getting billed monthly, and there's like
affiliate deals.
And there's like
that are just super, super sleazy. And like, you know,
they've gotten caught selling detailed user data to outside companies, despite it being against Facebook's own terms of service.
They are, yeah, that I don't understand. Like, I mean, I
don't understand why Facebook wouldn't just shut them down.
Well, that, I mean, I feel like they can't, right? Like, I feel like they're too big to fail without huge backlash to Facebook.
I mean,
I don't know, man. I have to imagine that there is a tremendous amount of money changing hands all over the place right?
I'm sure that everybody's...
I mean, I bet PayPal doesn't want Zynga to fail, right?
Sure.
I mean, because they're PayPal's biggest customer, right? And you know, so it, Zynga pretty clearly and baldly is only doing this to make money.
Yeah, there's been interviews and reports of the president of it where he just... He does not give a shit about games other than as a vehicle for making money.
It's a bunch of business guys who got together and realized that there was a lot of
economic. He's like, okay, what games are making bank? Make one of those for me.
And they will literally look at a game that is good and popular, make their own version of it with a slight reskinning, and then just use their advertising steamroller.
And all their, like, cross-referential tie-in stuff.
I mean, Farmville is a rip-off of a prior game.
Yeah.
And, you know, nobody knows that, really. I mean, a lot of people know it, but, like, no, you know,
not
it's not,
the 100
it's not
million
generally
people who play
known,
it.
Right? Yeah. And even that guy I met that worked for Zynga, I'm like, man, how do you sleep at night? And he was like, they pay me a lot. And like,
I sleep on a bed of money.
Yeah. And I'm just like, wow, you are somebody that I just never want to talk to or have anything to do with. Like, if that's not, like, you know, that's some like Nuremberg defense shit there, right? Only you're not even like greed is your political ideology, which is like even worse than being a Nazi. That's it. That's what I've said it, folks. Liking money, worse than being a Nazi. Cult of Jared says, I never realized how immense this game is until I stopped playing. Would you consider allowing players to place 100 character notes on items and adventures? A Mr. Store familiar who dropped post-it notes, for example. This would make exploration more satisfying, re-exploration less frustrating, discourage play by wiki, and give returning players help they sent themselves from the past.
You would never do it, though. That's the problem. Like, you wouldn't have the foresight to make a bunch of useful notes to yourself, because you wouldn't really think about taking a 6 month or a year hiatus or whatever, and then when you came back, things still wouldn't make any sense. You know?
I do wish that Twilight Heroes had, you know, maybe it does and I just don't know about it. I wish that it had an equivalent of the quest notes in the journal, because I've got stuff that I've written down in text files on multiple computers that I play Twilight Heroes on, and
right.
They're just all over the place. And I wish I could have it in the game. He also asks a question that I think is interesting. Coming back to loathing is overwhelming. Would you consider a fuck this, I'm becoming an ascetic hermit button to restart your run? It would only appear after, say, 100 days of inactivity. And it would have to happen automatically or give some token reward, else I could never bring myself to push it. Wait, what? No. Metroplexity does this. He added a thing where he introduced this giant chunk of content to the game. His quests were really confusing, too. He treats that game like a pen and paper game, right? And so he just tries to figure out, like I'm pretty sure that you can beat everything in that game without ever killing anything. Like, so if you want to play it as a pacifist, you can. You can complete every quest without ever winning any combats.
Wow.
Without ever, like, participating in any combats. And what it does is it creates a lot of weird options, and you never know like whether you're making any progress toward anything, and it's intimidating to me. He gives you the ability to just start over if it's been a while since you played. And I don't. What's weird is that I still have that, even though I've been playing a little bit.
Maybe as long as you have a gap of that long in your history or something.
Yeah, maybe so. And it's interesting. I mean, you know, it wouldn't be that hard to do, and I would want that feature.
Because you could just dump everything into Hank's, start over. It's like ascending without any of the rewards.
Well, I don't think you'd dump everything into... Well, yeah, I don't know.
You wouldn't want to get rid of feudal stuff.
It would be weird for it to go into Hank's if you didn't know where Hank's was. Right, if you stopped in the middle of like a first
ascension. Yeah, but it wouldn't be that weird.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It would require some thought.
I mean, it would not solve the problem of your familiars, because you would keep those regardless. And you don't really want to get rid of those, necessarily. Yeah, I mean, I don't know that there is a good solution to this problem. I think the wiki is kind of a good solution to this problem. You know, if you're like, I don't know what this is, and you look it up, and you're like, oh yeah, okay, I know what that is. And you're like, you won't have to necessarily go nuts like reading this wiki for spoilers, just look up stuff that you already have and you'll start to remember things. It's not...
I use a Grease Monkey script in Twilight Heroes that just puts a little W next to every item. That's a link to that item's wiki page.
That's interesting.
It is interesting. It's neat that though the player base of that game is pretty small, it has apparently some really dedicated wiki updaters.
Yeah.
It's crazy comprehensive. Metroplexity too, although I think that's a lot of that is Mr. Mag. People saying we should get rid of main stat requirements on zones, which I don't get.
They want to get to every zone all the time.
Yeah. I know. When I was flipping out on everybody in dev today for saying that people were going to whine about a thing that I changed today that had nothing to do with the change, you know, that had nothing to do with, like, I didn't even really think about when making the change, I was like, you know, why don't I just, for people who've ascended, just make the fucking main map a text list of every zone and NPC in the game. People would fucking love it. Like, the people who complain about shit on the forums would love that shit.
They would, I mean, they would find some way to hate it.
You're right, that's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're gonna, no matter what you do, there are gonna be some people who complain. You just can't let them get to you. you know, if it's a large number of people and they have some points, then that's when you can sort of be like, oh, you know, maybe it's worth changing. But just letting people have an emotional response to something because it's different or changing or whatever isn't enough.
Blue Scream says, any chance of Surge of Icing or Candy Blast getting the area of effect upgrade that some of the other spells are getting? I forgot about those.
Yes, there is a chance.
Jetopian says, area of effect upgrade? In a game consisting entirely of duels? Sometimes they're duels with more than one dude. Loka says, can you remove the quest item flag from the spooky sapling? Since it's now possible to buy multiple saplings, but as soon as you ascend, they're all gone. Seems strange that it's now possible to buy as many of them as this the sole purpose of wasting meat.
Area of effect spells
could be used to destroy the extra saplings.
Are interesting in clan versus clan combat, potentially. Just saying. Potentially.
Maybe the broader expansion of that concept that we were talking about for future crazy dungeons. Hey, what about Radio Bugbear for 10 fucking minutes
before
it's rollover?
Oh, yeah.
Because I've got to...
You got to take a break at that point?
Yeah, I've got to take a break at rollover and roll shits out. Oh, man, we can be live and on the air when people start pissing and moaning. You guys are going to hate it. It's going to be awesome.
Yep.
I'm going to start the Radio Bugbear questions from the bottom, and then I'm just going to flush them.
Okay. You are the one who cares about how this works.
Yeah, well, here's what I'll do. I'll put them into a text file.
Text file.
Right now. I'll save it to my desktop.
See, but now you're making notes on some random computer, and then...
I know. Leisure Suit Harry says, the giant cannot is secretly a nuke. Is he like a spy who's using some weird code phrases?
Cannon?
Giant cannon is secretly a nuke, yeah. No, it's...
You understood.
No, it's a sandwich gun. You would know if you watched the video in my dictionary. RDFM says, oh hey, Soul Coughing's Ruby Vroom is named after Ruby Froom, the daughter of producer Mitch Froom. I only know this random piece of trivia because I met her mom recently. She's cool. I met everybody's mom recently. Misadventure says, is there a way to know what the most popular name is for a given familiar? It's always, like, Got or Trot or Tronald or something. Most people don't name their familiars. That makes me sad.
Yeah.
It doesn't make me sad because the name generator you have is so cool.
It's not, though.
It's pretty funny.
It's not cool when it names every familiar Got, because that's just a bad name. Trort is a funny name.
Sure.
Gronald.
Gronald, yeah, Gronald is super funny. They called him that because he was half Ron and half Gronald. Blue Scream says, is Border Town going to be a permanent addition to the game? Yeah, buddy. Yes, it is. Isaac Washington says, there's a hot debate going on today. Do skeletons swim or sink? I thought you were going to say, do skeletons spit or swallow? Doesn't really matter with a skeleton.
I think it depends on how much how much marrow is left in their bones.
What, really?
No, not really.
Okay.
Skeletons are not animate in real life.
What?
Do they sink or do they swim?
Do they swim? Okay. Sink or float? I get, yeah, then you can say, yeah. I was going to say, stuff sinks if it's not animate. But I guess you're right. Nothing swims. Although, can, say, a little wind-up toy, does a wind-up fish swim?
I would say that it is animate.
Oh. good job there. Your theory is genuinely bulletproof.
Bullets are also animate.
Especially when they have butterfly wings. Pifor1Q says, you should do a video where you're holding a Luker and then sunglasses drop onto your face from out of frame and a sign pops up that says, deal with it. RDFM says, hey guys, love the show. All the recent changes and added content are making me very happy. Bet I'm not the only one. Thank you. Wait, I said I wasn't going to read. Turtle Poey 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 says, that's a cool name. Jick, the increasing bone chips per day system was inspired, if not genius. Not a question, just shameless praise. That was a Hot Stuff's idea. Good old Hot Stuff. Selkie last says, hey, how about a grinning skull familiar from Bone Chips? A flaming, flying, grinning skull would be even cooler. You mean like Nicolas Cage? Man, I made a funny joke when we were watching that preview for the Nicolas Cage movie where he comes back from hell and drives a bunch of hot rods. I turned to Riff and said, spawn in 60 seconds, which I thought was funny. Riff laughed.
Yeah.
Nobody else heard it.
I do think there should be a familiar, but if we do a familiar, we already have a name for it, and it's a joke I'm extremely proud of.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think I used that in a description.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. I don't think we should do a familiar in this. There is not going to be another tier of bone rewards. This is what you see is what you get.
Yep.
Tobias Moon says, can you elaborate on the skeleton invasion of the seaside town? Yeah, there will not be another tier of bone chip rewards. What you see is what you get. Spamiel Mashkavron says, that's not something backwards. Might be an anagram.
Hmm.
Solve that for me. Real quick. The 50-year anniversary of what caused White Wednesday passed a few days ago. Do you have any thoughts on the event in retrospect about whether it was ultimately a good or bad thing overall for the kingdom? It caused me to not sleep with this girl that I could have slept with. So that was bad.
I thought you said 50th year anniversary, and I was like, I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, it's weird. We're having KO's 52nd anniversary. Where have you been? Old man, hot stuff.
Why is my beard so long?
Yeah, it's weird. See, look at Riff's long beard. I think Riff is going to look exactly the same until he's like 300 years old. That's my theory.
I'll probably get a little wider around the middle.
Whiter around the middle?
Wider.
Oh, okay. You'll eventually be like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
It will roll when you laugh, like a bowl full of jelly. Did you ever try to roll a bowl full of jelly? Like, it doesn't roll very well, and it makes a big fucking mess, and then your mom yells at you. Oh, no, another putt says, will all the stuff in Bordertown only be available after the meat car quest? Yeah, there will be an alternative way to get down there, though.
Dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun. What was my joke that I made yesterday?
Which? Oh, yeah.
Dun dun dun.
The dramatic pants.
The dramatic pants. Yeah. The dun 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 gurries. Yeah. Yeah. So, I made a lot of jokes yesterday, and they were all pretty funny, as you can tell. From me just repeating them, because that's what cool guys do. They make a funny joke, and then they just repeat it later. Look at how funny I am. Inferno Hero says, Jick, you friggin' PvP noob. If you were getting killed so fast, it was because you had zero resilience. Like on my warrior. Hell, even my holy paladin. People with low health had zero resilience.
No,
and got
no. When he started playing, there was no such thing as resilience.
There was no such thing as resilience.
So
that wasn't it.
Yeah, that's not it.
Yeah. So don't go bringing your newfangled bullshit into my old-fangled bullshit complaints.
I think it is an anagram for shy mapmaker novels.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that makes sense.
Azu says, wow, and I just ascended, too. Any chance of making those bone chips a free pull? Huh.
Ah, man. Huh. Because the ability to spin them.
Yeah, the ability to pull them and get, like, the monster-level accessory for free. Although you put a high enough equip requirement on it that apparently it's not useful in an ascension context.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Quine says, I'm sad I can't stomp Goombas anymore. Can there be a small change made to revert Buzzy Beetles back to Goombas on Ascension?
I thought they alternated.
I don't think so.
I think it's just a single
they're Goombas
upgrade
the first time, and then they're Buzzy Beetles every time after that. That was the joke. Pablobong says, I like the new rearrangement in What If Foretells, but is there any chance the beach could get a cosmetic makeover, move the desert up higher, maybe some palm trees for the beach? Yeah, that's a pretty good idea, actually. I was going to move the thing over. I was going to move the desert up anyway. Because there's not a lot going on in desert, even when it's... That was made in the era of me having constantly had to expand the other container documents, and then we just didn't... There's not a lot in a desert. Are you having fun looking at anagrams?
Karma helps my ovens.
I don't know.
Trying to reverse engineer an anagram is almost always bullshit. It could be a proper noun, like a proper name. Anagrammed. It could be nothing.
Balance Tour says, is there some sort of maintenance that goes on around 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time? I seem to get kicked off most mornings, just spontaneously logged out.
That's like 12 hours.
5 o'clock a.m. here. It could be at 5 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
That Geff is restarting Apache or something on... I know that we're constantly doing these automated Apache restarts because of some bullshit memory leak in Apache.
Yeah. We're still touching fight every 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, that is apparently fixed with the new fucking web servers. So it's
on only those,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's it. So we gotta just, you know, we gotta wait until we can buy all new web servers.
We have to touch our scripts every 5 minutes or things go bad.
It's dirty.
We have to touch it where the bathing suit doesn't cover.
Captain Spam says, so, and this is something that we need to address. So Seaside Town gets taken over by skeletons, but Little Canadia remains skeleton-free and takes over the kingdom. I knew the Canadians were behind it all along. In our,
thinking, we've forgotten.
Oh,
no.
I know.
Crap.
It's fine. I think it's fine. I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, that just makes everything way more complicated.
It doesn't, though. I mean, it could just become a district on the right side of the tracks, right? Like, there's any number of things that...
But it shouldn't, though.
Fuck,
I mean,
scale. Fuck scale. And fuck scales. I'm not weighing myself anymore. Or eating any fish. Or wearing any snake belts. Like a belt that is a live snake.
Okay.
It crawls around. It's cool looking.
Yeah. Or dragons. You're not going to eat any dragons?
Yeah.
Wear any dragons?
Magic 2729 says, the only thing wrong with the previous typical tavern was after the quest you had only a pretty sucky way of getting beer lenses. Somehow, however, you really fired the anti-suck cavern at that, or the anti-suck cannon at that tavern, but is the swill still acquirable? Yeah, you still get the swill, same as always. Man, there are people pissing and moaning about the beer lenses, but I think they just don't understand what the fuck.
They don't understand.
Like, I feel like it is just better than it was before for repeat ascension purposes. And I think maybe just somebody's, like, using some experiences that they're having...
Anecdotally,
that don't actually have anything to do with what would be happening if they did it in run. Yeah, I don't know, man. Should I read this question from Cloud Strife?
I don't even know.
I don't know
where
whether to draw attention to this or not.
Jesus. We are, but I don't know that you should bring attention to it if it's...
We are protected from it, or we're vulnerable to it?
Protected, right?
Are we? I don't think so.
I don't... No, because we don't store any of that stuff in a cookie.
PHP sessions.
Yeah, but that's not what it's doing. It's taking the cookie. Oh, unless the identifier is the cookie.
The session is stored
in... But isn't it also IP address?
I don't know, dude.
I think the session is also IP address.
Yeah. This is great. This is great radio.
I don't know. That's an interesting question. I didn't...
Whether we read it or not aloud. Well, CloudStrive asks, is KOL protected from this fire sheep thing everyone keeps talking about?
And I don't know. Actually.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now that you've talked about it that way.
Because I'm pretty sure that PHP sessions, they don't have to use cookies, but they do if they can. There's something that they fall back to if you have cookies. Like, you can still use... You can still log into KOL. You can still log into Facebook if you have cookies disabled.
Huh.
I think there's some stuff that doesn't get stored.
Like preferences and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. Like, I didn't even think about that. Is the thing that the server checks in with a cookie...
I think it is if it has the opportunity for it to be, because that just works really well.
That's
the thing
crazy.
Is, to solve it, we could get security. We could buy security certificates for all of the servers, right?
Yeah.
Which it would be cheaper to fucking buy a load balancer and do everything off of one domain, completely restructure the way everything works to do that. I mean, that's why we haven't done it. Also, secure HTTP just means we need more hardware for the same level of service, which seems like a bad move.
I mean, you should just really never log into anything that you care about on open Wi-Fi network.
Yeah,
that's kind of been my go-to.
It's not even an open Wi-Fi network, right? It's like, even if a Starbucks has like a web key that you have to type in, anybody who's on the network can use that thing. You know, fuck the people that released that. Like, just fuck them. They are these San Francisco assholes just convinced that they are making the world a better place by, like, oh, check it out. Check out what we did at our hacker conference. Here's how you get around fucking CAPTCHAs. Here, we're posting it publicly for everybody because we need to teach those assholes trying to, you know, just fucking go about their daily lives on the internet, that they need to be more careful about shit like this. They need to know that their captchas aren't good enough to stop smarty pantses like us. So we're just going to give it to everybody. So, like, great, you've really made the world a better place by fucking filling every forums up with spam. Right? Like, seriously, fuck you, guy that released this. Fuck you. I don't even know who you are. You're probably Jake fucking Applebaum. So especially double fuck you. Like, fuck you 4 or 5 times. It seriously, it's just, it is that, it is
it
that.
Is, it is incredibly, incredibly malicious to leave, to let that out as a, as just an easy-to-use, viable tool.
And they, I am certain that they believe it is noble. I am certain that they believe that they are doing it to force people to build more secure websites. Firefox is not blocking the extension. Firefox can block extensions that are known to be harmful, and they're not.
Huh.
Because it's not a vulnerability, it's not exploiting a vulnerability in Firefox, it's like a vulnerability in other websites, which I think that's kind of a bullshit policy.
That's, yeah.
Like, I...
Wow.
Your ideology, Firesheep assholes, is making the world worse. So fuck you. That's what I say. Hey, is it rollover yet?
8:31 p.m.
Let's see how many people are online. There are... What? Am I even logged into KOL? What the hell? What's going on, man? Oh, there are 10 people online. I'm gonna take a little break and push all this shit out. Hey, we're back, and I think everything should be ready to go for after rollover. Fuck. I didn't write an announcement. I don't want to write an announcement until the game is back up.
And, yeah.
The announcement's getting posted to Twitter. It sucks. Because every time I post an announcement during rollover,
right.
I get a bunch of smart-ass remarks, what the fuck, retard, game's down.
Why don't we automatically delay it until rollover comes back up?
Yeah. I mean, we need to do that scheduling thing anyway, you know, so.
Yeah.
That would just be part of that. We schedule it for tonight's rollover. So, to follow up more reasonably on the Firesheep question, you are no less safe than you used to be logging into KOL from a Starbucks, right? Because a dedicated person...
You are demonstrably less safe because...
Could have sniffed out, but a dedicated person could have been running a packet sniffer on a laptop.
Sure.
They probably would have been wearing a black t-shirt, so you'll know.
Well, and been wearing a black hat.
Right, right. Probably glasses, probably long hair.
Maybe a trench coat.
Black, yeah, maybe a trench coat. Yeah. Seriously, though, that's probably the guy.
They probably didn't wear shoes.
If there is a guy at the coffee shop running a packet sniffer,
yeah,
he is definitely wearing a black t-shirt. he probably has long hair and glasses. What is he drinking?
He's not. He's just using their bandwidth.
Just wasting. He's just wasting resources.
Yeah. He brought his own cup in from a previous visit to make it look like he had bought something.
Yeah. What Firesheep does is makes it so any asshole can do something that you had to really know what you were doing to do before, which is just...
like, it is like trivially easy. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fucking Firefox plugin that it's like, hey, do you want to log into this person's Facebook account?
Somebody would have to write a specific, because it's not looking for us.
Yeah.
So, like, that... Security through obscurity in that regard. Somebody would have to write a specific handler for KOL. And, you know, it's possible that we're safe from it. I don't entirely know how it works.
I don't either. We should download it and start going to coffee shops.
We could just run it in the office and see if it would work.
Yeah. No way. I don't want you logging in as me.
I don't want to log in as you.
I know.
It's too easy to Jimmy drop tables. Whatever.
Oh, little Johnny Tables.
Johnny Tables. Yeah, sorry.
Bobby
Tables.
Bobby Tables.
I don't remember. Shit.
What are you?
The like, name Nazi.
You working on the 12-hour video about XKCD?
Yeah. Do you like?
I just
making money.
Like that one XKCD.
Five Point Rida says, the mall better go back to Seaside Town after all this is over. The Dungeoneers Association I like, however. Okay, well, since you're the boss. Grimdell says, who runs Border Town? You know what?
Who?
The people run Border Town.
Who needs to run it?
There's no authority. There's no law. they're above such petty concerns, because they're Mexicans. You know, Mexicans don't obey laws. When I made that joke about whenever you go to Mexico, it's just rape, 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 because the laws of other countries don't apply to you, I was just kidding, because there aren't any laws in Mexico. That's why it's rape, rape, rape every time you go down there. Ryan Ely says, is Jick slick? Is Scully a bully? Is Riff a stiff? Does Hot Stuff have the right stuff? Can C.D. Moyer see the moil? I don't know if...
What?
Are you a stiff, Riff? No. Scully's not a bully. I'm pretty slick. Hot Stuff, have you ever gone in an astronaut plane? That's how I asked if you had the right stuff, was by asking if you've ever gone on the astronaut plane.
I feel like the right stuff was... Was that not mostly about test pilots and a lot less about astronauts?
Didn't they eventually become astronauts?
Some of them, but I...
There's a scene in the right stuff where there's a bunch of people in
walking
astronaut
in slow-mo.
Suits. Slow... Walking in shlomo.
Shlomo?
Shlomo must be the moil that Ryan Ely was talking about.
Is that how you spell moil?
Yeah.
Wow, I would have gotten that wrong on the International Spelling Bee.
Yeah. Did you not pass the anti-Semite exam?
I did not.
In order to join the National League of Anti-Semites, it's actually just the Anti-Semite Society.
NLOA.
It used to be called that, but then they changed it.
Yeah.
Those asses.
Yeah. I got it.
I know.
You don't need to...
But I was explaining it for the benefit of our stupid listeners. Because, as Riff will attest,
our listeners are super
listeners
stupid.
I thought it was our players, not our listeners. Our listeners,
you have to
are,
pass this test where you know enough about
awesome
Jews to demonstrate that you really hate them.
I see.
You can't just kind of...
Have you seen the movie The Believer?
No.
Oh, wow.
Is that about a Jew-hating Jew?
It's about a skinhead Jew. It's really good.
Who's in it?
Ryan Gosling. He's dreamy. No, he's a...
Do you love cupcakes like Rachel McAdams loves him?
Yeah. No, he loves Rachel McAdams because she was all willing to get married to some other dude.
Hmm? Well, that's the lyric.
Was it... Is it, though?
You know I love cupcakes like McAdams loves Gosling.
It's not the other way around. Because that is slightly
Gosling
less, slightly
sure
less accurate.
Yeah, okay.
Man, they are not up on their cassavetes.
In the Choice Adventure, there is sauce at the bottom of the ocean. If you don't have a pressure globe, the two choices are equivalent. How about saving us a click? What? No. It doesn't know that they're equivalent until you click on that button, because that's not how adventures work.
The notion that a single click takes a huge amount of time and is a limited resource that you might eventually run out of clicks.
Ooh, what we should do then? We should, since a single click doesn't do anything, we should just add a single click before every action that you perform in the game. Won't do anything. Single click, buddy. I don't know why I'm trying to make this guy's point for him.
Yeah.
Pobblebonk says, I've just got to ask, why the art difference between the skeleton invaders and the skeletons in the crypt? I don't know, man. I just was like, this is how I drew them.
They're different kinds of skeletons.
They're different kinds of bones. They have human skulls, but they're the weird old fossilized bones.
Yeah. They're all constructed out of parts that should not be. Thanks for unearthing all those bones, guys.
Yeah.
That was good work, dude. Johnny on the spot.
Another fan says, I found the Smiling Rat and I'm super happy about the core familiars mechanics being available for noobs much more intuitively. Woo! Still, the smile equals stat gain thing might not be as obvious as the HP drain as the mosquito, so people might still use that. Oh, it was this guy that said that.
What about...
Separating out the stat gains?
No, I had a completely different idea. What about a game that was a web game that was kind of like that video game, that space game where you're flying around shooting your files on this file system? Where there were activities in the game that would cause you to randomly delete parts of the game, like the database and stuff. And, like, you could sort of know about it, and then it would just be the griefers that actually did those activities. Everybody else would stay away from those
like
areas.
Like, Slave Hack is kind of like that.
I don't know Slave Hack.
Right? It was that hacking, that web hacking MMO. Do you remember that, Riff?
Oh, I never played it, but I remember you talking.
Was that the one
where
you like logged in and it was just continually griefed by?
Yeah, you just couldn't do anything because
all the
one of the things that you could
points
do was like delete the fucking tutorial. Like if you were a skilled enough hacker, you could delete the tutorial from the machines that you were supposed to learn
wow
how the game worked on.
That's kind of awesome.
I guess. I mean, it's awesome.
It's kind of awesome, right?
Right. Like, so I got into this argument with this guy in dev. Freaking people from San Francisco, man. They're either these ideological hacker assholes who just think that they need to wave their dicks around and, like...
hit baseballs with them?
Ruin everything for everybody else. Yeah, hit baseballs with them. Or they're, like, sensitive, like this guy. and all, like, trying to protect the players. He believes that the flea market is bad and should go away.
Because it's predatory, or...?
Because it is... it is predatory, except... right now it's not predatory, and the reason that it is not predatory is because there is a bot keeping the prices fair.
Did you say McKeeping?
Yes. He is McKeeping the prices fair. So, he says...
But is it fair, or is it just...
So he says that there is this externally funded agency that is making this into a thing that is anything other than just a scam.
But
I do not see it as an external agent at all. I see it as a... So my argument was that
if you want something in video games,
I'm not an economist. And so I'm going to create an economy and then let the behaviors of the people in that economy emerge. And because I actually believe that, instead of just blowing smoke about it, I kind of got to let the bad behaviors emerge as well as the good.
No, I...
Because
in this
case,
I am totally in favor of the flea market existing.
Bad behaviors emerged, and then good behaviors emerged on the part of other people to make up for the bad behaviors. Like, it is working perfectly.
I need to interrupt you for a second, because apparently there's a bug.
There's a bug?
Yeah.
What is it?
Beating 4 skeletons doesn't count towards the skeletons killed leaderboard.
Really?
Apparently not.
I forgot to put the code thing in there. The leaderboard doesn't update right away, though. Although, shit, that's going to make people sad. Where is that skeleton? Oh, shit, yeah. Case 1004.
While he's typing, I will talk about this economic thing a little bit. I think it is great, honestly, that there are different economic systems that people get introduced to at different points, and you know, if somebody wants something and they are willing to pay for it, then it's hard to say that the price that was being offered, it was, you know, not fair, right? Because somebody wanted something and they got it and there was an exchange, like, you know, like, sure, they could have gotten it cheaper across town, but that's the nature of arbitrage.
You are not personally above economic behavior
in video games.
Let me finish my sentence.
No, I'm
Jesus Christ.
I totally took advantage of new players when I started playing KOL. That's how I started. That was the game for me.
Message people and say, "I'll give you a million meat for that Mr. Accessory."
Yeah.
When in the mall they were going for
They weren't in the mall. You couldn't sell them in the mall because you couldn't sell things for more than 999,000 meat.
Oh.
Right. So that's I was leveraging arbitrage out the wazoo.
So in your opinion, Pareto superior exchange.
Yes.
Right? Everybody wins.
Yes.
As a result of that. Newbie gets a million meat, which is way the fuck more meat than he would have gotten otherwise. You get a Mr. Accessory that you can sell at a profit.
Yes.
Kind of predatory.
Oh, yeah, totally. I totally...
It's predatory, but you do not believe that it is unethical.
No.
If somebody else was doing it, I'd be mad. I know you, so I would not be mad at you.
Huh.
When you told me that you were doing it, I was like, huh. If he wasn't clearly, like, a good guy... I would think that made him a bad guy.
Interesting.
It is, yeah, I mean, it is a little weird. Because I, you know, it bugs me, but at the same time, I don't think that anything should be done about it. Right? It, like, overpaying for something, there is a victim, but there's no crime. Right?
But the notion of overpaying is weird, though.
Right, I went to a flea market... once.
You're not being forced
when I was in Prescott,
to buy the
I
thing.
I bought a used guitar. It didn't have any strings. I paid $30 for it. And I took it home and put strings on it, and the neck was bent in a way that wasn't obvious.
I see.
And so it was just a terrible guitar. Not worth $30
right.
at all. But you know what? I learned a lesson from that, which is don't spend $30 on a guitar with no strings on it, because the neck might be bent. So then I was like, you know what? Instead of getting a $30 guitar, I'm just gonna go to this guitar store, see what the cheapest guitar is, and it was like, you know, $100. So then I bought a $100 guitar a couple weeks later, a little later than I would have if I hadn't gotten ripped off for that $30. You know,
sure.
It took me an extra paycheck to have the disposable income to get a guitar. But you know what? I learned a lesson from that. I totally got fucking raped by these dicks at the hobby shop when I first started playing Magic.
Oh right.
So, like, they were like, you know, we're limiting the number of Legends booster packs that you can buy. I'm like, I don't need that many. You know, like, and everybody else is like, whoa, what do you do? Buy as many as you can, dude. I'm like, what? It's like new cards? Okay. You know, like, what? I didn't know enough to be excited about it. And it was just totally like, here, check out how valuable these three uncommons are. I will trade you these three uncommons for this rare out of your Legends pack, right? And it gave me a stable of cards to build a deck with, but at the same time, I look back and I'm like, that guy was kind of a dick, you know? But I don't think that the hobby shop owner should have stepped in and said, I would have appreciated it if somebody had said, don't take advantage of the new kids, and then I had been like, whoa, am I getting taken advantage of? And then they had explained to me, yeah, you know, here, let me give you some advice. Because then I don't know whether to trust that guy. Maybe they're in cahoots.
You know, did you, at the time, did you feel taken advantage of?
No. No, I only felt taken advantage of in retrospect.
So much of life is kind of like that, though.
I mean,
like,
that's how you get smarter. Yeah. That's how you get the sort of disillusionment that allows you to tackle the world on realistic terms and live in it. Right? I mean, you have to learn that you can't trust people. You just have to.
You can't just trust everybody.
Yeah, you can't trust
blindly.
Random people. You can't trust random people, especially in a system where the clear goal is acting towards your own ends.
You need to listen to the Radiolab show on deception.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's come up twice tonight.
Yeah. Well, I mean, similar context, but...
So, I mean, that's the question. Like, I think that what you did with Mr. Accessories, a little sleazy.
Sure.
You know?
I mean, I don't think it's ethically wrong.
I think it just makes, you know, it just makes me squeamish. I wouldn't want to do it. I wouldn't want to be friends with somebody that did it if I wasn't already friends with them. But, you know, what is the problem that I have with it? Because everybody does win.
The reactions that I got when I did that were interesting. You know? Like, I definitely got some people being like, fuck you, that's ridiculous or whatever. And I got people that were like, wow, that is awesome. I would love that. Thank you. You know, and like the whole sort of spectrum in between, and like,
yeah,
you know, like,
so I bet you could have probably correlated those with an IQ test.
I don't know.
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, you come into something with a certain amount of naivety, right? I mean, you can't help it. I think the flea market is great for new players. I think it is great that they see the flea market before they see the mall because of the categories and you just seeing a bunch of shit. I think it is a good way of showing you the breadth of items that there are. I don't think it's actually, I don't know, maybe it's intimidating, but I think it's divided into small enough categories that it's not that big of a deal.
It depends, yeah. It depends on
Once you find out about familiars, I think the fact that you can go into the flea market and be like, wow, look at all these familiars that I can get for like 100 meat.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I think that is potentially a really cool thing for somebody who's interested in it.
Especially given the fact that it costs 100 meat to list something.
Well, it's not really 100 meat. You know.
Sure.
Beowulf says, ooh, Forest Village. Yeah, Forest Village. Oh, man, you know what I forgot to do? I found an old script that I had made called Forest Town. .php, and I forgot to look at the date stamp on it to see when I first started trying to do this. Linguini Lad says, it would be cool if there was some sort of account option to add a personal reminder to pop up when you log into KOL. There is, buddy. You go into the quest notes and type reminder, colon, and then whatever, and then that will pop up above the main map every time you log in. The more you know.
It's weird how many times people ask for features that already exist.
I mean, we don't do a very good job of documenting features. We have way too many features to easily tell people about all of them.
That is true.
You know, if you weren't around when that was implemented, you would have no way of knowing.
That's true.
Except maybe in
listening to the radio shows religiously.
You know. But, you know, I don't know. If you think to ask and you mentioned it to somebody in chat, I mean, that's the power of a...
community.
A community can make it so a thing can be way more complicated.
That's true.
You know, it was really weird to me playing EverQuest and realizing, like, the only way that I can play this game is by looking on the internet at how to play it. Like, it is a game that both structurally and, like, just practically couldn't exist without the internet. From a technical perspective and from a gameplay perspective, could not exist without the internet.
Sure. I held off on spoilers for like Minecraft for quite a while, and I'm glad I did. Like, I found a bunch of stuff on my own and stuff like that. I had the advantage of like seeing Jick and Riff play for a while, sort of watching over shoulders and stuff like that. So I had like a couple of ideas for basic stuff, but then like had to figure out almost everything else on my own, and that was fun. You know, the exploration and the like. There were only, when I finally did look at spoilers, I was like two or three things that I had not figured out.
See, I knew that some stuff existed. I almost immediately went to spoilers.
Oh yeah,
on Minecraft. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Huh. I had a lot of fun exploring and just like finding stuff. Like just the number of things that you find by accident. If you know one recipe and you're like taking blocks back out, and then suddenly something else pops up, you're like, oh, cool, neat.
Yeah, when I was just futzing around, though, I don't know that I figured out how to make the I figured out how to make the workbench, but I didn't know what to do with it. Like, I didn't know that you could, you had to socket it in a
right
toolbar slot and then right-click on the world to put it down.
That's a little unintuitive.
Like, yeah. And so I mean...
Yeah.
Also, you know what I do all the fucking time, and I wish this didn't happen in the interface? I go into inventory, and I go to socket something in one of my hotkey slots by dragging it down to the hotkey slot at the bottom of the screen, which just throws it away.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and that.
That's interesting.
That's funny.
The number of times I have used a stake by having it selected and opening a chest, or used a boat while opening a chest, those are obnoxious. The boat just gets stuck in the chest.
I just always equip a tool.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Except when I swallow whiskey down the wrong pipe.
this past week, I had one of the worst sort of, like, miss-swallowing adventures. I was drinking some lemon juice.
Miss-swallowing adventure?
Yeah,
that's a good name for a series of movies.
Miss-swallowing. I was drinking some lemon juice, because that's the kind of thing I'd sometimes like to do, and accidentally, like, breathed it down into my lungs. And with water, you know, that's like kind of unpleasant, but it passes after a couple minutes. But this just burned and burned and burned for like an hour. It was awful. I guess that whole, you know, citric acid in the lung thing, not so much fun.
Evangeon Q wrote, can you shorten the duration of the dolphin whistle cooldown and give players more control over getting the desired items?
No.
That's exactly where it should be. Evangelion Q says, I wonder, will bone chips become a mixing component to improve dusty bottles of wine? No. A lot of people talking about what the bone chips were going to do, and now all is revealed in the fullness of time. Sevalt says, dill plus wad of dough equals dildo? That should be one of those things that just gives you a snarky message if you try and do it.
I think it does.
Does it?
Doesn't it?
Wang and Box do.
Right.
If there were a 5-mile race between the employees of Asymmetric Publications LLC, who would win? Hot Stuff is the only one who would even make it to the end.
Yeah.
I don't even know that I could run 5 miles.
No, C.D. Moyer runs. Doesn't he run with his wife?
I don't know.
Maybe I'm thinking.
Would I be
else.
Permitted to just walk and get there like a day later?
However long.
I could walk 5 miles.
There's I could definitely.
And I could walk
could
five more
it.
Just to be the guy who walked 10 miles, 10 to miles maybe get a to hamburger or something.
To maybe get a hamburger or something. That'd be nice. I don't think I could run for 5 miles. I think I could probably run for a mile or two and then walk for a while and then run for another mile or two. But
I could bike for 5 miles.
Yeah.
I wonder if I could beat you. Like, I wonder if I would beat you in a bike race.
Probably.
Maybe not, though. Because I feel like I ride, all other things being equal, I tend to ride faster than you do.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I can ride faster than you can for sustained periods if we're both trying to go just balls out.
Balls out the cycle. Oh, you could just cut little holes.
Yeah, one for each ball.
Yeah. You haven't even gotten like halfway
Ollie
through.
Says, sorry for the double message. My second question is, how many lines are the same when you draw a turtle shell as when you draw a scrotum? I don't know, because I've never drawn a scrotum. Yarglefoot says, will the kingdom ever discover the secrets of toast spreads beyond jam? Toast Spreads Beyond Jam is a good band name.
It is pretty funny.
They're like a jam band named Toast Spreads Beyond. Hachi says, why was the beer-soaked mop discardable? Because it was, I forgot to give it an auto-sell value. Deathbot 4 says, are there any plans for a big update similar to NS13? Yeah, actually, on Sunday, NS15 rolls out.
Anyway, to make room in town for all the torture devices.
Yep. Linguini Lad says, why doesn't using a black plastic oyster egg help on the Nun's Quest? Because it's just like a combat item. It's not... The Nun's Quest is all based on the meat drops. I also thought of an idea for the Traveling Trader Disco Bandit skill, something like Ba Gua Zhang. Jet Li uses it in the one. It's a martial art that uses fluid-like motions to dodge your enemy, kind of similar to a Disco Bandit using his moxie to dodge attack. What do you think about it? I think that I'd like to introduce Gun Kata, where you do a dance and then shoot someone in the face. I didn't know there was more than one Gun Kata movie. They always talk on Jordan Jesse Go about the movie Gymkata,
yeah,
which was one of my favorite movies as a kid.
I don't think I've ever seen it, but it sounds awesome.
It was so, like, thinking about it now, it was so gay.
Do you mean that literally?
Yeah,
or
like,
lame?
It's just like watching a dude do gymnastics. Hmm. And then occasionally some guys get shot by ninjas. I remember a thing, I also might be confusing it with any number of other, like, Bruce Lee or just random martial arts movies that I watched when I was in that phase of my development. But, like, remember this thing where there were these guys that had to, like, there was this contest and you had to, like, climb across this rope that was stretched across a chasm and you're, like, you know, hanging underneath the rope, like, on, like, by your arms and legs, like, shimmying along it. But then these ninjas came out onto the rope and, like, got themselves situated and hung by their knees and then shot you with a bow and arrow. Like, while you're on the rope. And I don't know how the world-famous gymnast managed to deal with it. Maybe he did a flip.
My favorite part of Remo Williams was his elaborate training obstacle course.
The diving into the giant pile of dirt and then launching out of the top of it.
Oh, that was cool, too.
I thought that was part of the obstacle course.
Was it? Oh, it might have been. I remember running across the water. Bathtubs and pipes and shit.
Hearing the creak of the tendon as the trigger finger began to pull, so yeah. Dodging the bullet. That was so great.
I watched Iron Man 2 today and was more or less unimpressed, but the like fight sequences with Scarlett Johansson were pretty awesome, because like she did a bunch of stuff where like you know there's big burly bodyguards and she would sort of like wrap herself and like sort of spin around somebody by like holding onto them and like just like then flip them over once they had like sort of gotten off balance. It was
Were you just trying to imagine Scarlett Johansson doing those things to you, only you're naked and have a boner?
Sure.
She has a boner. And also Scarlett Johansson is a dude in your fantasy. Homo. Takanoko says, what Transformer was hot stuff playing with on the Thursday show?
It was some Iron Man looking thing that turned into a jet.
A jet?
Yeah.
I bet somebody knows just based on that. Starwood says, chat commands are awesome and hitting tilde to adventure again, but do you think you could make it so that chat messages starting with a tilde aren't sent? I see what you did there. Zortex says, why can I not feed my imp unity ring to my slimeling? Dude, I don't fucking know. I don't know how any of that works. Skeev says, desktop tower defense has been ported to Facebook, where it sucks. The crap suckiness of the Facebook version has been deliberately added to make it a social game by having you nag your friends to play too.
I took that autism test today.
Yeah?
On Facebook.
What'd you get?
17.
I got 19.
Huh.
I'm more autistic than you are. The only reason I did that is because the things that it asked for permission for didn't include posting on the wall. Every time I see somebody posting on the wall.
It asks for permission to post on the wall.
No, it doesn't.
At the end.
At the end, but you can say no.
Oh, yeah.
Everything
yeah.
else, like, won't let you into it.
Oh.
Like, I can't. How do I know which fucking Dumbledore I am? Are you the dead one?
Which poisonous
egg-laying mammal
are you?
That one just will post
you?
Regardless.
You can't get to it without agreeing to let it post on your wall.
Oh, screw that.
Yeah, and I'm just not going to do it. Not going to do it. Linguini Lad says, what is the Undead Elbow Macaroni's level 10 ability? What is the Undead Elbow Macaroni's level 10 ability?
I don't know.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, that was a long time ago. That was like one of the first ones, huh?
I don't remember.
Oh, doesn't it add spooky damage?
Dude.
I think it adds damage to your spooky spells. Maybe I'm thinking of something else or some other... In the beginning, we weren't necessarily focused on having the level 10 abilities be like really unique and interesting, so it might have just been something like it just doubles the effectiveness of something that it was doing already or whatever. Yeah, we should get off the radio. I forgot what time it was. We're gonna leave you with good old Saturn, right?
I think Trailmix was talking about Jews for Jesus, and I wasn't even listening. I don't know what he's referring to, but I read it as Jaws for Jesus, and I was like, oh man, Jesus versus sharks.
Dude, Jesus would totally win.
I don't know. Sharks.
Jesus versus Sharktopus.
The Big Lebowski versus Sharktopus.
Sunday.
Was Willem Dafoe Christ in The Last Temptation of Christ?
Yeah.
Or Last Temptation of Creep is more like it.
He was in it.
Oh.
I don't remember if he was Christ.
Judas
or not.
Iscariot? Was he Pontius Pilate?
I'm not sure.
Was he some random cross-dressing retard?
I don't remember.
Am I thinking of Boondock Jesus?
You should get off the radio.
Yeah. Good night, everybody.
Have a great weekend, everybody.